This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Students at the University of Colorado Denver are joining the nationwide Israel-Gaza protests. Organizers with Students for a Democratic Society started an encampment at CU Denver's Auraria campus Thursday. Dozens of protests on other college campuses have pushed for universities to divest from Israel due to the war. The jury has adjourned for the day with no verdict in the case against the former sheriff's deputy that shot and killed Christian Glass. The jury is considering second-degree murder, reckless endangerment, and official misconduct charges against Andrew Buen, the former deputy. The case drew international attention 2 years ago. 22-year-old Glass had called police for help after he crashed his car on a mountain road. A Denver city employee will spend about a month in El Paso, Texas, to lower expectations about Colorado's services for new immigrants. Denverite's Desiree Mathurin reports.
This is the second time Denver is sending city employees to the border city. The goal is to let new immigrants and nonprofits in El Paso know that sheltering options have changed and will be vastly limited. Immigrants who arrived after April 10th had the option to stay in congregate shelter, but only up to 3 days. The city's new asylum seeker program will greatly reduce services, such as shelter options, for new immigrants in an effort to save money. It's a big change in previous emergency response efforts to house and support new immigrants. I'm Desiree Mathurin, Denverite.
A tornado watch continues for 7 eastern Colorado counties until 9 p.m. Washington, Cheyenne, Kit Carson, Phillips, Yuma, Logan, and Sedgwick counties are all under the watch. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.